This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Good morning, everybody. This is Paul, and it's early in the morning right now. It's actually Sunday morning. The sun is coming up, and this is a time I'm usually out in the garden. This is my favorite time of the day to be outside, but I felt it was so important today to sit at my desk here and make this very important video, because I see a tremendous, tremendous issue happening and going on, and I want people to understand this topic more clearly and then get down to the bottom of this issue. So I'm opening up the lines today. I'm opening up the Zoom call to others that disagree with what I say about this and this title, and I want to discuss it. So a couple of days ago, somebody posted a wonderful post to my Torah Life Facebook group. And now understand, Facebook and YouTube are different. YouTube, I get pretty much positive comments from people, and sometimes negative, but mostly positive. But Facebook, you go on there and it's just bam, 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 negative, 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 negative. And remember, I'm posting biblical topics, folks. And it just shows you the kind of people that are on Facebook versus other platforms. And it's, I mean, this is why I welcome you here. I'm on YouTube now /Zoom, and I'm welcoming you. I posted this for the Facebook to show you all that I'm here. This is what stopped me from going out and enjoying my morning out there to discuss this. Because I know some of the people that commented on this in a negative way. And what, I don't know what people are missing, but, well, I do know what they're missing, but here's the bottom line. And I'm not going to be sugarcoating this. I'm going to be straight up about it. If you don't support modesty, or you have an issue with modesty, you have a rebellious feminist spirit. That's it. I don't care if you agree with me. I don't care if you think I have a problem with women. I don't care if, you know, I don't care. That's the bottom line. And if you have an issue with that statement, take that up with Yahweh. Take that up with Yahweh. You've been brainwashed, or you have been sucked in to the enemy's idea that women could dress however they want, and it's man's problem if a woman's dressing. How a woman dresses is her own way, and it's her body, and how come men could dress, and all these different excuses. All these different excuses defending immodesty. And I've made enough videos to talk about the issue that modesty creates. That's not necessarily the goal of this video. The goal of this video isn't for me to explain this, because I did. I explained it clearly. I gave scripture to back it up and so on. My video today and my issue is, and I am welcome people who want to come join me to discuss their disagreement with me. I want to discuss with you or discuss what is your issue. Why do you have such a rebellious spirit against dressing modest or modest women? I'm not talking about other issues. That's what I'm talking about. Why, you know, and I want to read some of the comments, but the first thing I want to do is I want to share this picture here. And this is the picture that people seem to have an issue with here. So this is the picture here. And the note was simply, a virtuous wife covers her body by dressing modestly because she understands that her body belongs to her husband only and no one else. Praise Yahweh, hallelujah. What a beautiful post. What a beautiful post. How could anyone in their right mind disagree with this and say they don't have a rebellious spirit or a feminist spirit? I mean, there is absolutely nothing wrong with this, with what's said here, with the picture that's here. on every single level. This is a wonderful post. And you would think that you would get a whole bunch of likes. Oh, I like this. I agree. I'm a virtuous wife. I agree. I'm a husband. I don't want my wife to share her body and pictures of herself with others and all this stuff. How could anyone see anything wrong with this or say anything negative about this at all? And you know what? This post doesn't even mention the word modesty. It doesn't even mention the word modesty. So who's really dragging it out? Because some people said, oh, people are dragging out this topic too much. And they just they go over it and over and over and they drag it out too much. I mean, all you had to say was agree or disagree and move on. But I'm going to read some of the comments. And you tell me if this doesn't sound like rebellion or feminism when you hear the disagreements in the comments. So I'm going to give you some of the comments here people had about this. And we need to discuss this because I really think people are in a really dark place. And they're the ones that are dragging this out. Doesn't even mention the word modesty. Well, it has a picture of a modest woman. Yes. And what's the problem with that? If I had a picture of a woman in a bikini here, would you be dragging that out? And would you be saying, well, blah, blah, blah. You know, it reminds me of the whole abortion movement, you know, of the people that defend killing a baby. They're like, it's my body. It's my decision. It's my body. It's my decision. That's what it reminds me of. And people say, well, it's my body. I could dress however I want. It's my body. Fine. Dress however you want. If you want to kill your baby, you're a murderer. Yeah, you could do whatever you want, but you're a murderer. And if you want to dress however you want, I do not think, I think that's a rebellious spirit. I think that's a feminist spirit. And I do not think that's the spirit of Yahweh. And that's it. So you're right. You're accurate. You can do whatever you want. It is your body. You can kill your baby. You could dress how you want and so on. But yeah, well, it does actually say modesty here. A virtuous wife covers her body and dresses modestly. Forgive me, I got so carried away, I didn't get to that point. A virtuous wife covers her body and dresses modestly. Covers her body and dresses modestly. Why would someone have an issue with that? And by the way, this woman is dressed modestly in this picture. And I don't get the feeling of the Little House on the Prairie, but what's wrong with Little House on the Prairie and the way women dress? I don't have any issue with that at all. As a matter of fact, I'd rather my wife dress like Little House on the Prairie instead of Baywatch. But obviously, many people and many women specifically, and a few men on Facebook disagree. So I think I want to open up the Zoom chat and discuss this with people because I think people have a serious, serious issue. First, let me go to Facebook before I open up the Zoom meeting and be ready. If you want to come on Zoom and discuss this, here I am. Here is I. Let's discuss it. Let's get to the bottom line of why you're so rebellious. And just like it is usually, most women on Facebook, you know, they want to sit behind their computer. They don't even, they want to be brave behind the computer. But when it comes on having a discussion, they want nowhere to be found. They don't want to be on live. They don't want to have a discussion. But I want to look at some of these troubling comments. So this beautiful post, a virtuous woman covers her body dressing modestly because understanding that a body belongs to her husband. Great post. And on this post, we had a bunch of people that loved it. We had a bunch of people that liked it. But and these women and some men that have an issue with this, it's not just this video. They have an issue with many post that I do on modesty or being virtuous or just anything to do with that. And they want to blame men for men's issues. They want to change the topic and these on. And ladies, come defend yourself. Here, I'll give you the Zoom link right now. Let me get this for you. Tell me what your issue is, okay? And then don't come on here, oh, well, how come you don't talk about men? Because men aren't walking around in their underwear. That's why. You know, that's why. Men are out there dying for their wives, trying to make a living to support their families, trying to be a covering for their families, not walking around in their underwear with you might as well have a sign on your body that says, take me, I'm available. Okay? And I'm not defending all men. There are some men that have their issues. And there are certainly many women that are righteous out there. But if you have a rebellious spirit about this topic, I'm not sugarcoating this and holding this back. You need to repent. And then the woman, who are you as a man to tell me, a woman, how to dress? Well, go let your husband stand up and tell you, okay? Let your husband tell you what you should be doing and start listening to your husband. I'm a man that's telling you because you're not listening to your husband probably. So let's open this up here. I'll post a link here to the YouTube chat so you guys could get on this, okay? There's the Zoom chat. If you want to come on and join me for this, I pinned it to the top, the YouTube chat here. Before I get into YouTube comments, I just want to, for you guys to understand why I'm taking time from my beautiful time out in the sun, working in my beautiful garden, to discuss this topic. And I'm not a Bible teacher focusing here on prophecy or what's going to happen during the end times and all this. I'm here telling you right now today, women, if you have that rebellious spirit, you shouldn't be worrying about the end time. You should be worrying about today. The family unit and everything that Satan is trying to destroy and take apart. And this is one of the foundations of it. This is not about dress. You're right. This is not about dress. It's not about what a woman's wearing. It's about your heart. And if you have an issue with this, if you think this topic is being beaten to death, if you think, oh, you're being too extreme for Yahweh, because the first comment was, modesty does not have to mean that we need to puritanical. And that literally means practice or affecting strict religious or moral behavior. So literally, this person is replying to this post. And I'll call out your name since you're on Facebook. This Alice woman says, we do not need to be strict in our morality. We do not need to be strict in our morality. And then there's somebody named Shane who posts in a negative way and a lot of modesty things says, little house on the prairie. Little house on the prairie. Yes, it is a style. It's called Yahweh's righteousness. That's the style. And I think people need to admit this. Now there's a woman here that says she's struggling. And I think that's an honest opinion because many women are trained in society to struggle with this topic. This is a topic that I didn't want to discuss today. And I'm not dragging it out. I'm just commenting, again, not on the modesty issue. I'm commenting on the heart of some people. And then there's a woman named Carla who always seems to have an issue with modesty videos. And being extreme for our Creator in all areas, not just some. And just many of the negative comments here. I welcome this lady, Alice. I welcome this lady, Carla. And if you're not watching now, you somehow not to be on now. And if you want to come on another time and discuss these with me, I welcome that. I'll be happy to discuss this topic with you to find out why you have such a rebellious heart to Yahweh, to being extreme for our Creator in a positive way, in a positive way. And for those of you that are struggling and want to do what's right, some of you are struggling with this, you know, there are other women, older women that are doing what the Bible says to help you. But, you know, one other lady here, this Grace lady says on Facebook, modesty doesn't equal little house on the prairie. I wear leggings and a long loose button down to cover my behind. Of course, I can't chase my kids in a dress. Well, there are a lot of people out there in the world that have traced their kids chased their kids in a long dress just fine. I'm not even going to get into the topic of having to chase your kids and so on, but modesty and being in a long dress, you know, this, let me put it this way. The Facebook post was not how many excuses can you make not to be a virtuous wife or not to be modest. That's not what the post was. If that was the post, then you can give all your excuses why you can't do it. Nobody was asking why you can't do it. Okay, we're asking, you know, nobody was asking anything. It was just a wonderful post. So somebody here says, which is a nice reply, it says, it does take a little training. I wore pants up until 2009. And when I went to dresses and skirts only, because my choice that my husband liked, praise Yah, I had to learn what styles allowed for movement and how to move and stay modest. Okay. And she also wrote, you know, I know I chase my three boys with no issues. Okay. So this can be done, you know, so keep that in mind if that's your heart. And I understand if you didn't grow up this way. Now here, somebody named Amy says, this bugs me. Elbows and ankles do not need to be covered for modesty. This bugs her that elbows and, well, my question to Amy is, have you commented on the videos of women in bikinis or women showing their breasts or women wearing makeup, too much makeup or makeup in a way, bad way, or the hair all out and sexy? Have you taken the time to comment under those posts that says, this bugs me. Why do women have to show their breasts? Or why do women have to wear bathing suits in public? Or why do women have to wear makeup? See, this is what I mean about a rebellious spirit. This bugs me. Elbows and ankles do not need to be covered for modesty. Well, did you put something under those other videos saying, this bugs me, why do women need to show these things? That's what I mean. You know, you're only out here, and the spirit, the demons that are out there are driving you to comment to these things. So people need to understand this. And our Creator wants us to cover our bodies and only our husbands to be the one to see them. That is scriptural, and there's videos on that. There's scripture to back that up and so on. Nowhere does our Creator want us to be walking around immodest. So somebody else named Duke says, this religious dress code comes from man. This religious dress code comes from man. Modesty is one thing, but men somehow always seem to get carried away. You know, and then they want to mention the hijab and burqas. Excuse me, I don't remember anyone saying Mother Teresa was an extremist. Or talking negative about her. You know, I'm welcoming you here now on Zoom. Does anyone want to get in on Zoom? I put the link in the chat here on Facebook, but I'm here looking. And then there's you know, somebody says, do you approve of tight jeans and shorts that reveal the lines of the underwear, boobs, and barely concealed and unbrushed hair? you know, young woman related to me wear shorts. So short, I guess. That was some Shara lady wrote that. And exactly. I mean, this is how what's being accepted into the society today, while being modest and virtuous is being ignored. And of course, here come the excuses. Susan says, virtue is not exclusive. Men are not exempt. Any man who wears short sleeve shirts where a woman may be enticed in the display of his masculinity is not living what he preaches. Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you with that one. But in general, we don't need your excuses. Well, why can't men do this? Well, why are you only talking about women? What about the standards for men? It's you women posting on this woman, comment by a woman that said women should be virtuous and modest. A woman said that about women, and here are men defending women's immodesty, saying, well, why can't men do that? How much more rebellious can somebody get? Somebody wrote, this would not work on snowmobiling or riding a horse. Then maybe put yourself in a position where modesty will work. Tight jeans while you're riding a horse doesn't make you modest or excuse you from the consequences of immodesty. I hope you get it. And somebody here says modesty can be just wearing a blouse and pants. No. See, some of you don't get it and understand. The designers of pants know exactly what they're doing. Ladies, news clip. The advertising designer of pants knows exactly what they're doing. Ladies, you want to wear pants? Wear it under the skirt. Because designers make pants and they study everything, and it makes men's eyes go on one or two spots. And it's not in your eyes. It's not looking in your eyes. Pants on women are not modest. You know, but this is the delusion of today's world and the feminist movement and the rebellion. You know, you're taking the time out to comment on Facebook. Well, come with me here on Zoom. Okay, I understand. I got on here. I didn't give any warning. Maybe some of you don't know I'm on right now. Email me and I'll be happy to come on here and discuss this with you and maybe try to uncover why you're so rebellious against such a nice post like this. I pray people get this, and I do see this problem today that so many people are deceived out there. And somebody says, well, just because women wear long skirts, that doesn't mean she is virtuous. Nobody said that. My ex-wife, may she rest in peace, wore long skirts, but she was having an affair behind my back. The spirit of Satan is, and the Jezebel spirit is in many people today. And there's a lot of deceptiveness going out there. So I don't disagree with you. And somebody named Audrey says, hyper-focusing on modesty is over-sexualizing women in a low view of both men and women. We are not primarily sexual beings. We are humans with hearts and emotions. Men are not wild beasts who cannot control yourself and your impulses. So again, here we go with defending immodesty with men need to get a hold of themselves. So if anyone wants to come here, and then Mary Grace LaRoche always comes on Facebook with something negative to a modesty post or anything like that, talking about men and all this stuff. Come on, join me, Mary, here on Zoom. I'm happy to open up to you here as the sun's coming up. It's calling me to be outside. Okay, so let's see here. Exactly. It's just sad that some people are calling dressing modesty a cult. Calling dressing modesty a cult. And having sincere concern because I'm supporting people dressing modestly. And and legalism. I'm being a legalist for telling people to dress the way Yahweh told people to dress. That's legalism. What in the world is wrong with people today? Satan is really destroying people. And it's always the same particular people. Well, here's one that's just ridiculous. The Creator designed humans to be naked. Okay, that's from a man. The Creator designed people to be naked. Okay, somebody's joining us on Zoom. Hold on 1 second. I'll come join you on Zoom. Thank you. Give me 1 second, sir, and I'll welcome you. Thank you. And anyone else that wants to join us on Zoom, come and do so. We're here, and I'm here to talk to you about this. And let's see here. Let's go back to the YouTube page and see the comment. Okay, Sandy Johnson says men need to be dressed modest as well. Women lust as well. That's not the topic, but okay. Yes, women can wear whatever they want in their own homes, but when they go out in public, they have to understand they're in public. Yes. And yes. All right. I'm not just looking for people that necessarily agree with me and what I'm saying. I'm opening the line up for people. I want to understand your thinking, because to me, it seems rebellious and feminist to have an issue with a post that says a virtuous wife should dress modest and cover her body and listen to her husband. Yes. All right. Manjo, somebody named Manjo is joining us. Shalom, Manjo. How are you? If you can hear me, Manjo, joining us on the Zoom group right now. I'm opening up to you right now if you want to get on and speak. And I'm also putting the Zoom room on the Facebook side chat as well, if anyone wants to come up here. Okay, Manjo, I don't know. We can't hear you. I don't know if your microphone's muted or what, but you want to unmute your mic and talk to us. Anyone else that wants to talk to us? So somebody, Yaz War Angel, says, I want to change my rebellious ways. I thought trousers and blouses were acceptable. I'm a small woman. Anyone have any skirts? You can buy skirts anywhere. And pants, you know, it's designed to show off your body, okay? The fact that you even have to wear a long shirt to cover your backside should give you a good idea that pants shouldn't be worn by women, and it just shouldn't be. And it's just very deceiving, and it's an issue. So as for, hello, you want to join us here? Anyone on Facebook want to join us on Zoom? Everybody for listening, please join us for live fellowship every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. You can also join us every morning at 6 a.m. for prayer on the same YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, and Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. for Bible study. If you have any comments or questions, you can contact the radio station or contact me directly. I feel strong enough about this belief being scriptural, and I'm open to discuss it with anyone. I will give out to you my personal cell phone number so you can get in touch with me directly. 917-407-2270. I'd love to hear your feedback. Or you can go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and just contact me through there. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Jesus, your presence has been so sweet today. That's really why we gather here every week. Because there has been a fresh oasis of the river of God by your grace that has been poured out. One of us wants to stay where we're at, though, Lord. We want so much more. We want life-transforming glory. We're holding on to you, Lord, for the new thing.